Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Voice by Web. My name is Emmanuel Webb, and I'm a freelance voiceover talent. This is a podcast where I share my thoughts and opinions, whether about the voiceover industry or my improvements and lessons as a voiceover talent and all-around person. One of the hardest parts of a voice actor's journey is getting started. How do you go about doing voiceover work? Where can you find those jobs? The typical routes for voiceover work are directly marketing to production companies, gig websites like Fiverr and Upwork, getting a talent agent to send auditions your way, or auditioning on voiceover casting sites like Voices.com, Voice123, etc. Today, I want to talk about casting sites, oftentimes called pay-to-play sites. With these websites, you set up an account, some for free, while others require a paid membership, hence the term pay-to-play, and you audition for openings to different projects and genres. Out of all the methods that I mentioned to get voiceover work, this is probably the easiest to get started with. But like with most things that are easy, they come with some pros and cons. Let's break down the good before we get to the bad. One of the best benefits of joining a casting site is that there is no experience required. If you're just starting out, this is one of the best ways to get your feet wet in the voiceover industry. Every day, you have an opportunity to audition as many times as you are physically capable of doing. This helps you get the reps in and shows your progress with how much you've been practicing on your voice. As a newbie, you get to see current trends in the voiceover industry. You get a better understanding of what kind of voice and content the market is looking for. For example, I got started auditioning right before COVID hit the news. Suddenly, a bunch of auditions and openings came up for medical explainer videos, health insurance videos, safety videos, etc. And usually a few times a year, during local and national elections, a whole bunch of political ads require someone to narrate. What the people or what the client wants usually changes like the seasons, so this is definitely one way to stay ahead of those wants and needs. One of the more daunting tasks when it comes to voiceover work is putting yourself out there for direct marketing by cold calling or cold emailing potential clients, or waiting for your talent agent to find an audition to send your way. With pay-to-play sites, you save time and energy by auditioning directly on opportunities the website already found for you. Now that we mentioned some of the best parts of casting sites, let's talk about the worst. The term pay-to-play came up so much this episode because it comes up a lot when you try to set up an account. Most of these sites allow you to set up a free account, but you get more benefits and opportunities with a paid membership or subscription. This alone can be a big deterrent for those starting off, who may feel like they're spending way more than they could potentially be earning. On the topic of spending, when it comes to rates that you get paid for, usually the person sending you the work gets a commission out of it. With talent agents, it could be a small 5 to 20% fee. So, if you had a job for $200, for example, the talent agent would get anywhere from $10 to $40. With some casting platforms, you could actually be the one getting the smaller cut of the deal that they make with the clients you're recording for. A few of the major platforms got a lot of criticism a few years back for how unethical a few of their practices can be, or were. Some of those practices, besides taking a larger cut, could be outright underpaying voiceover talent. A new voice actor may not realize that the job that they're putting hours into for $10 could actually pay them hundreds of dollars if they didn't have a better understanding of their worth or the industry standard rates for certain jobs. Sometimes, this isn't always the fault of the pay-to-play sites. Some clients can be sneaky with how much work they're asking you to do, with how much they're willing to pay you for. What they say is a small voiceover for a company video could actually be an advertisement that you see on the internet. Paying attention to the rate and what's known as the usage rights can go a long way toward not being exploited. And the last negative with casting platforms that I'll discuss today is the high levels of competition. Don't get me wrong, competition is typically a good thing. You have to understand what the standard is and see how you measure or raise it. But with most casting sites, any high-paying audition is full of entries from people that see dollar signs over a good fit. Some are professionals, with good equipment, experience, and great technique. Other entrants are just starting out or refuse to invest in their craft. Some ask for a high rate that matches the quality or time they're willing to put into the project. Others are willing to ask for a super cheap rate just to get work immediately. This can flood the inbox of a potential client who has to sift through all the mess to find what they're looking for. And sometimes, you can get lost in it if you're not quick enough or don't do anything to set yourself apart from the crowd. So those are just a few of the pros and cons of working on casting sites. Hopefully this doesn't scare you off from putting yourself out there and grabbing the best opportunities you can find in voiceover. Personally, I find that it's best to diversify how you market yourself. Not only should you be on these sites, most companies go there first when they have a project, unless they have a personal connection with voiceover talent. But you should also look into marketing yourself by cold calling, cold emailing, being on social media, and having a personal voiceover website. Oh yeah, speaking of which, you can follow me on Twitter at web859, on Instagram at web.859, on LinkedIn using Emmanuel Webb VO, or visit my website at www.voicebyweb.com. Once again, this is Emmanuel Webb. Thank you for your time. Peace.